Hi, welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal, grow, and walk in purpose by sharing the truth of Christ as we tackle the tough topics of womanhood. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. Well, I hope you all have had a wonderful week so far. I know here in the Pacific Northwest, it is starting to look more and more like fall every day. Today it's been a little chilly and rainy, and that is my favorite kind of weather. I just love the rain and snow, and I do like cold weather. So the past few weeks we've been discussing the five stages of grief, and we are now on the final stage, which is the stage of acceptance. You might always carry a bit of pain from your miscarriage, but you will come to a point where you have accepted the loss. This is the stage where you begin to feel whole again, and you'll be able to look back and realize how far in the grieving process you have come. I've been putting a disclaimer out there when we've been discussing the five stages of grief that I am not a licensed therapist. This information is based on my personal journey of pregnancy loss and lessons that I have learned, and also lessons that I've learned from other women that I've mentored or coached along the way. I have met some amazing women that have truly inspired and encouraged me with their story. And so I'm so thankful for that. If you are feeling chronic depression, anxiety, fatigue, or insomnia, please seek help from a loved one or even professional help. You are not in this alone, and you don't have to walk through this alone. So acceptance is when you receive what has happened. When you're able to receive what has happened, you are truly moving forward. This is a stage when you're able to find purpose in your pain and maybe even help others through their pain. And it could be somebody that's experienced pregnancy loss, or it could just be somebody that's going through something completely different. But this can be a point where you have really started to value community. You've started to value acceptance, and you're able to truly show empathy towards somebody who's in pain, whether you understand what they're going through or not. Once you've gone through this acceptance stage, you start to almost desire to walk alongside somebody on their pain because you know what it's like. Whatever emotion you're currently feeling, if you're in the stage of grief and you haven't hit acceptance, please know that that feeling will not last. That pain isn't going to stay there forever. Time really will heal wounds. And where you might have scars, you will not always feel the heavy burden of pain that you might be feeling now. So just know that there is healing. You have to grasp it. You have to grasp that hope and know that healing is yours. Accepting the loss does not necessarily mean that you are okay with what happened, or that you're okay with the pain you went through. It simply means that you're able to acknowledge the loss and move forward with peace. I think oftentimes women avoid the stage of acceptance because they don't want to accept what happened and feel like they're okay with what happened. And that's not the case at all. Acceptance doesn't mean that you're happy the tragedy happened. It just means that you've been able to acknowledge it happened. You're able to learn from it and grow from it and move forward. So once you start to get to that place of accepting it, don't feel guilty. Don't feel like there's something wrong if you're able to say, wow, I really learned from this experience. I really grew from this experience. No, take that as a gift and know that that is God's way of turning beauty out of ashes, for gifting you through the pain and tragedy that you've experienced. And that's the beauty of God, is that even in our pain, even in our turmoil, He finds a way to bless us. And so acceptance doesn't mean that you're okay with what happened, but that you're acknowledging it and you're learning and growing from it and you are moving forward. So the past few weeks, we discussed the five stages of grief, which were denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And I hope that going through these stages of grief helped you to understand a little bit more of what you're going through, what you are experiencing if you are in the very early stages of grief. And if you've already gone through some of the grieving stages, that you were able to kind of say, okay, that makes sense with why I felt a certain way or why I went through something specific. My heart and desire to going over the five stages of grief was so that way we all know that we're in this together, and that these things that we go through are normal. Sometimes they feel so abnormal and out of character, but it's a part of the grieving process. And we have to continue to go through it and move forward, so that way we can grab onto that healing that is ours, that God wants to gift you with. So that is the end of the five stages of grief. Thank you for joining me. Next week, we will be on to another topic. But if you have any questions, or if you'd like to get in contact with me, please feel free to find me at www.hersoulpurpose.org, or you can even find me on all social media platforms under Chrissy Addis or Her Soul Purpose. I will tell you that we are doing a giveaway on both Facebook, which is Her Soul Purpose page, and Instagram. The Instagram handle that we're doing the giveaway on is Chrissy Addis, and it's a self-care giveaway with all kinds of goodies from amazing women of God who wanted to gift somebody with self-care items. And there's supplements in there, there's books, there's ebooks, there's coaching packages, and even virtual assisting package. So this is an amazing self-care gift basket, and I would be honored if you went to Instagram or Facebook and entered. So that's today's show. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and please feel free to contact me if you need prayer, if you just want to talk about the show or share your story. We are here for you. My husband and I pray over every single woman that we talk with, that we come in contact with, every couple that we mentor or coach. And of course, I'm always praying for all of you that are listening to this, because I know where you are. I've been there, and it's rough, but there is healing, there is hope, and there is God. So I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.